Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Thank you, Sam. Good morning, every one of you. Yes, I left my Bible in the car. My other Bible. So I'm going to use the Bible that is what? That is here. Hallelujah. Yes. Chris, thank you so much. Where is he? Okay. Someone said, anyway, yeah. They thought you were Bruce. So one kid was like, when I realized it was, you know, I looked at him and I thought, oh, Bruce was what? Beaten, so he has grown. So he has gone to what? To hospital. That was Nkwanzi. Okay. Hallelujah. Yes. Because you are bigger than him. So he was punched. Eh? Did she use the word punch? Eh? Anyway, hallelujah. But we thank God. For what? We thank God for that. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen? Yes. Glory be to God. Amen. Yeah, thank you, worship team, for that. Amen. Do you know what they call a chikwate? A chikwate. Who knows a chikwate? Something that is a chikwate. You know a chikwate. Cramwork. It's called that, isn't it? Cramwork. All right. Do you know why I'm talking about that? Okay. Brian was on cramwork. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. God is so what? God is so good. Glory be to God. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 4, from verse 6, this is Paul. We read this the last 3 or 4 weeks. It says that, "For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing." Glory be to God. Okay? Paul fought the good fight. He finished the race. All right, that's what we talked about last week. We're finishing your race with joy. All right, but he also kept the faith. He also did what? He kept the faith in Jesus. Hallelujah. Not the faith for money, for houses, for passing some exam. Okay, this is primarily he kept the faith in Jesus. All right. Glory be to God. And that implies that you can decide not to keep the faith. Alright? You can decide to walk away from the Lord. Okay? But Paul did what? He kept the faith to the end. Up to the end, until the end, he believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Alright? As his Lord and Savior. Then he said that finally, okay, because of that, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness. Okay? Which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. Which day? The day of the Lord's coming. Glory be to God. Okay? The day of the Lord's coming. He will give Paul a crown of righteousness. And he won't give a crown of righteousness to only Paul, but also to the rest of us, okay, who love his appearing, who are looking forward to that day. Hallelujah. Amen. Now today we are going to talk about keeping the faith. All right? That aspect, amen, of keeping what? Paul said, I have kept the faith. All right? So, we are going to talk about keeping the faith. Okay? Keeping the what? The faith. Glory be to God. Okay? You know, hard times will come. Hard times will what? Hard times will come, which will, where you might be tempted to throw out the Lord. Okay? To throw out the who? To throw out the Lord. Hallelujah. But when those hard times come, when you go through them, please, okay, keep the faith. Keep the what? Keep the faith. Keep your faith in Christ Jesus. You haven't thrown out the Lord. Glory be to God. And if you die in the Lord, then you're destined for heaven. All right? But if you throw him out, okay, because of the troubles that come your way, okay, then you end up in what? In hell. And you will not get, definitely, the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to us on that day. Okay? The day of his coming. The day of his second coming. Glory be to God. Amen? The Bible says in Acts chapter 14, verse 22, that, okay, this was Paul, okay? He says that we must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom of God. We must what? We must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom of God. All right? Now, if you don't go through the tribulations, okay, if you give up, then you won't enter the kingdom. Glory be to God. You won't enter what? The kingdom. So Paul said, we must, through many tribulations, many troubles, okay, enter the kingdom. All right? Hallelujah. We must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom. Okay? Many tribulations, many troubles, many tragedies. Hallelujah. Okay? Now, the specific tribulation that we want to talk about and to encourage ourselves that when it comes, in case it finds us here, okay, we should go through it. Okay? And that is the tribulation that the Bible calls the Great Tribulation. So, anyway, hence the title of my sermon, Keeping the Faith Through the Tribulation. Okay? The tribulation in the Bible refers to the Great Tribulation that I think all of you know, or you've heard about. All right? Glory be to God. Now, there will be tribulations before that one, the final one. Okay? Troubles that will come your way. Okay? Tragedies. Okay? Sufferings that will come your way. When they come, please keep the faith. If you're to lose everything, okay, let it go. But don't do what? Don't lose your faith in the Lord. Okay? However, at the same time, there is what the Bible calls the Great Tribulation that is coming to the world. Okay? Hallelujah. I don't know when it will come. All right? But in case it gets you here, okay? Please, keep the faith. Glory be to God. Okay? In Matthew chapter 24, verse 21 says, now this is Jesus speaking. Okay, this is the Lord. Okay, quiz. This is who? Jesus. He says that, for then there will be great tribulation. That is where that term, great tribulation, okay, comes from. There will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, nor ever shall be. Glory be to God. There will be what? Now, Jesus was talking about the end times, the things that are going to happen, okay, at the end of days or at the latter days. It is not the end of the world, but it is at the closure of this dispensation. Okay? Please don't tell the world, don't tell people that the people, you get saved, okay? The world is going to end soon. Okay? Those things are not there in the what? But this world is not ending. You know, even when Jesus comes back, it is not ending. You understand? And see, yeah, the world is ending. The world is ending. The world is ending in 2000. The world is ending in 2020. Is it 2020? Yeah? Okay. You remember when the year 2000 was on its way, you know? Some people say that, you see, Jesus went to heaven like this. I don't wonder who saw him. These are stupid pictures that people draw, okay? And then, you understand, Jesus have peace, what? But he said, no, it wasn't peace, you know? Now we know what it meant, 2000. It's coming back in the hour, what? 2000. You see, those pictures, movies, some of them, some of the things that are in those movies or in those pics, they are totally off. Now, like the Last Supper. That last, what? The supper, okay? When they show Jesus at a table with his disciples eating. Those guys never used to sit at what? Tables. But too loud, you know? Yeah. So that is a Western mind which do that, what? You understand, eh? Okay? Like what I think, if you've seen Pakistani, or Indians also, how they sit when they what? Eat. He what too loud, eh? And you guys also used to do it. That's how you used to what? Used to eat and see what? You thought the white man's way was better. It shows that you're educated, that you're posh, that you're what? You are kati mutula kumeza. Okay? Because you say it's a cool man. We're posh. It's amazing how stupid when you grow up and you think about why sitting at the table is posh, you know, and sitting on a floor, down on a mat is not. Okay? Yeah. Africans, we have an inferiority, what? Complex, eh? It is very, very bad. No, the same thing with eating with your hands. What's wrong with eating with your hands? But someone told you, no, man, you have to, you have to be like a mzungu, a fork, knife, spoon, wire. No, there's nothing wrong with that. Okay? But what I'm trying to say that you can do it your grandfather's way. And it's okay. And if you see someone doing it his grandfather's way, don't say, man, that guy is local, okay? In Budo, some school, they used to call it your L. L O, local. Guy is local. Ali Sangalo, why? You know, eh? Glory be to God. All right? Hallelujah. Anyway, there will be what? Great tribulation, such as has not been seen since the beginning of the world. All right? Where was I before I diverted to this? Very good. The world is not ending. It's not what? Yes. In fact, at the rapture, we shall go, but then we shall come back to this world. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? But when you come back, things are going to be made new. You understand? But made new where? In this world. Okay, we're going to be here for another 1,000 years. The world is not what? The world is not ending. It is a period that is coming to a closure. A certain period, a certain phase, a certain dispensation that is coming to an end. You understand? Hallelujah. Very important. Very what? Temptis about to that what? And say, okay? But you can tell them, man, you know, Jesus, you might end up in hell. You understand? Glory be to God. Amen? You should have good what? Good theology. Okay? Good what? I was remembering something. And so there's the great tribulation that is coming. Hallelujah. If we go by a dream Esther had some time ago, then the tribulation is at the corner. Okay? She had a dream, remember during COVID? Okay? Which seemed to be, do you remember it, by the way? If you don't remember it, you go on the what? It was shared in a message on Sunday that we used to record. Okay? It was exactly what I had dreamt years ago. So if those dreams are real, then this great tribulation is around the corner. It's around the what? The corner. Okay? Now, Paul said we must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom. Those tribulations include this great tribulation. Okay? Christians or the church, okay, has to go through that tribulation. Okay? As I've said before, I'm reminding you again, there is no such thing as the church being whisked away before the tribulation comes so they can escape it. Okay? If you just read the Bible, plain reading of the scriptures, okay, you will see that we are here, or the church is here and is going to go through the tribulation. Glory be to God. And when that time comes, please keep the faith. Hallelujah. Keep the what? The faith. Matthew chapter 24, verse 13. Okay, again, talking about the end times and the troubles that are going to come. Jesus said that he who endures to the end shall be saved. He who does what? Endures to the end. Okay? Years ago, when I just gotten saved, you know, as you preach to Roman Catholics, all right? Then you tell the guy, you know, get saved, you know, for me, I'm saved. Then I think they had taught them how to respond to what? Abalokole. All right. So the guy brought up this what? Who scripture. He said, no, there's no one who's saved. Okay? There's no one who's saved now. The Bible says, he who endures to the end shall be saved. So right now, there's no one who's saved. That's how the guy, what? There's no one who's saved now. You can't say that you're saved. Because the Bible says, what? He endures to the end. We shall be saved. Okay? Now, the Bible teaches that if you have put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are saved. Okay? You're born again. You're saved from the wrath of God that is coming upon sinners. Okay? You are what? But at the same time, you will be saved. You understand? Eh? Yeah, there is the final, what should I say? And you have to run the race until the end. Okay, then that savedness that you have, or the salvation that you have, will really be realized. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. You're saved and you'll be what? Okay, if you endure. Glory be to God. Okay, you are saved, but if along the way you throw in the towel, then at the Lord's coming, you will not enter the kingdom. Do you understand? Hallelujah. So now Jesus said, he who endures to the end shall be saved. He who endures what? The great tribulation. Okay? And this was in reference to those who will believe him, to his followers. Okay? And so this implies that some followers will throw in the towel. They won't endure until the end. They won't go through the tribulation. Alright? And then they won't be saved. Glory be to God. Do you understand? This is very simple. Eh? Okay? And you know these things. But these things have to be said every now and again. Okay? Because it helps us okuba steady. We know okuba steady. Okay? When you ever talk about cars, houses, what, you know, eh? In fact, you're not supposed to talk a lot about those things. Okay? To your disappointment. Jed, to your disappointment. You're not supposed to over talk about what? Those good things. Alright? If you read the Bible, it talks about them, by the way. Alright? So again, get me clearly. Okay? There are some people, for those of you who are not here with us on Thursday at the prayer meeting, some people led by praise asasira. Yakute bendera yawe. Some people accuse me that I said when someone dies, what? That we shouldn't cry. An old person, what? We shouldn't cry. But I've never said that. If I said it, it was in context of what? Some, you see, you just maybe got, it was in context. There are things I said before that statement and things I said after that statement that explain that statement if I said it. Glory be to God. No, you cry, please, if you want. Okay? Cry if you want. All right? But the Bible says, do not grieve as those who have no hope. Don't cry what and grieve like. Now, if the person was born again, they had walked with the Lord, okay? When they die, they're in heaven. All right? So now, if you are also born again, you're walking with the Lord, the Bible says, do not grieve as those who have no hope. Which hope? The hope of seeing them again. Because where they are, that's where you're. Yeah. But if you plan not to go there, then you can what? You see, I haven't said it, it seems. People will leave here and say that, I say now you can cry. You understand? Okay, anyway, but you understand. Eh? Please cry. Okay? Yeah, but if Joan was here, maybe we should have said, Naye, Tochisusa. But you can, Kuchisusa, I guess, but don't grieve like you don't have what? Hope. Hallelujah. Don't grieve like those who have no what? That is point number one. Point number two. Yeah. This is just to comfort some of you. Okay, now, just because you haven't dreamt that your loved one who passed away is in heaven doesn't mean that they're not in heaven. Please, they don't what? Mujimba's dad, for him, they dreamt. It means kati faba fe. We are not sure. Maybe since we haven't dreamt, maybe God is like a chochite. You understand? Eh? Please, they don't what? If God hasn't revealed to you, just leave it alone. But you know, eh? But just you understand? Hallelujah. Those dreams just come once in a while. To say, you know, eh? But that doesn't necessarily mean that what? Your loved one is in what? Is in hell. All right? Glory be to God. Praise's mother must be in heaven. Because she obeyed the Lord. Okay? Once upon a time, she was in a cult. Okay? Kubili. Geraldine, do you know Kubili? Kubili. Prophet was somewhere. Kakande. Okay? Yeah. She was there. Then she had a dream. Eh? And what did the Lord say?
That you choose to believe between me and Kakande. Whom are you going to believe?
The mother had a dream. Okay? Basically, choose between me and Kakande. So that implies that Kakande is not of what? He's not of God. But I'm saying these things to people who know these things. But you see, the Bible is full of repetition for reasons. You understand? Okay, now there must be someone God is right, anyway, yeah, so she left Kakande's church. Then she was up country. Then she joined a certain church. Okay? When she was in what? In the capital city of Uganda. Anyway, up country somewhere. All right? And while she was in that church, she had another dream.
And Jesus appeared to her. He was very tough and asked her, "Didn't I tell you to choose between me and Kakande?"
Have you heard? No. It's a certain church. Western Uganda, deep there. And the Lord appears in a dream. Say, "Didn't I tell you?" Okay? So, of course, the implication was the church. Church Yani was somewhere with Kakande. Okay? Yeah. Yes, and glory be to God. Yes. Mariam's mom also recently also left that church. Glory be to God. But you see, she didn't have a... Maybe she did. But having had that, she had a dream when Jesus... So, and this is important. Eh? Just because you're not dreaming, doesn't mean that the Lord is what? Is not speaking to you. You see, this has to be emphasized in LAT. Okay? God speaks to us in dreams, okay? And we honor them, we exalt them. However, it is not the only way that God what? Speaks. You've understood, eh? So don't be there and say, "Man, eh? But it's okay, beba katonda, ayogera na bobo ka, ba mujimba bobo ka, eh? Mkama ayogera, for what wava achi? What did we do to God? You understand, eh? Please don't think that way. And just because you haven't had a dream that your loved one is heaven, it doesn't mean that he's in hell or she's in hell. Very important. Okay? Those are how many points? I've said many points. This one. How can you say that your pastor? For how many minutes now I've spoken that I've made only one point? I've made many points. No. Yes, I've repeated many points. Eh? I what? Could be the point. Okay? Yeah, the other point I was going to make. What was that? Another related to the second dream Praise's mom had before she passed away. Okay? So we showed another church, and the Lord appears to her and tells her, what? Didn't I tell you to choose between me and Kakande? Alright? So the point I want to make in regard to that is that be careful which churches you go to. Do you understand? You might be thinking that, it's a silly move, Zoe. Okay? It is not Zoe. I've gone to this church. What these guys do, they just get the leaders. They just get what? Leaders. And if they get the leader of a church, we have gotten the whole church. You understand? So, be careful. Glory be to God. Be what? Be careful. And they have done this thing, they just get leaders. So for you, like, that guy is a cult, what? But when, where you are, na ye, chi? We can say it because behind the scenes, okay, your leader is the leader of the place where you've gone. They are together with you. Okay? Like, for example, Fanero, Grace, Urubega, those who care to know that he's with Kakande. Okay? Hallelujah. But you know all these things. I've said them. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So he who endures to the end shall be saved. He who endures what? Okay, in context, the Lord was talking about the great tribulation, because this is all Matthew 24. Hallelujah. Amen. We are saved now, but we should make sure that if the great tribulation comes, if it finds us here, let us endure to the end and we shall be saved. Hallelujah. Through that tribulation, if we endure through it, we shall then enter the kingdom and we shall reign with the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to show you more evidence that Christians are going to go through this. Okay? And we are going to also see a few things that will happen. A few of the terrible things that are coming. Glory be to God. Okay? Matthew 24, verse 29. Okay? Jesus said, okay, this is Jesus. This is who? This is Jesus. This is not Isoke's dream. It is Jesus. Jesus said that immediately after the tribulation, okay, immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be what? Darkened. Okay? This is important. Eh? What will happen to the sun? Darkened. Okay? What will happen to the moon? It will not give its light. What will happen to the stars? They will fall from heaven and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. What will happen later? So, the sun will be darkened. The moon will not give its light. The stars of heaven shall fall. And then what will happen later? Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. Alright? This is immediately after what? The what? Tribulation. Today it is not for shouting the blessings are coming. Today it is for what? We're studying the Bible. Alright? Hallelujah. By the way, it's amazing how many of you are here today. When it rains, okay, glory be to God, okay, so God bless you for that, amen, okay. So, immediately after the tribulation, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, the stars of the heaven shall fall, the powers of, of the heaven will be shaken. Then, after that, the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. Okay? Now you can say the sign of Jesus will appear in heaven. Okay, and this is Jesus himself, okay? He's coming. And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Okay? And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Okay? When is he going to send out his angels with a great sound of a trumpet to gather his elect? Okay? It is after the tribulation. The elect are the saved, the saints, those who believe in Jesus. You understand, Bob? Okay? Okay? You see, when plain reading of the scriptures, this is now Jesus. Okay, he says the elect are going to be gathered after the what? Tribulation. So, that means, okay, the rapture, okay, is not going to happen before the tribulation, according to Jesus. Not according to your movies. Not according to some book. A good book that was written by a good man or woman of God. Okay? Not according to Esther's dream. Okay? Because you see, all dreams also, if they don't align with the scriptures, then man, chill them. So, kogambe, sibitegera, you understand? Okay? Whichever vision of a Nigerian, whatever, and you see those guys are very eloquent. Sometimes I listen to those guys, I'm like, man, guys speak and they speak good English and what, and you real, what? I am a man, eh? Just being in this church, man, the blessings, you know. The man, eh, those guys are what? They are good. They are good. Via what? Presentation and eloquence, man, they are good. Okay? And now, sometimes now, that's where now you have to go slow on them. You know when someone is good at what? Jazzing. Now you have to say, you know, you have to be now careful that what? The gift or the eloquence doesn't make you believe everything they say. Do you understand? But they are good. And they know how to make good use of music as they talk. Well, man, some glorious what? Sound, man. Eh? And they know, of course, how to make those clips. You know. But you understand? So just because of that, if what I think and you were, wow, you know. Eh? If it didn't align with the scriptures, okay? They might not necessarily be false what? Preachers. Okay? But on that issue, they are wrong. If what they're saying is not in the Bible. Now, Jesus said, immediately after the great tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, the moon shall not give its light. Okay? The stars of heaven shall fall, the powers of heaven shall be what? Shaken. Then what will happen later? It says, and then the sign of the Son of Man will appear. Okay, so Jesus is what? He's coming. And then he will send out his angels with a great trumpet to gather his elect. Hallelujah. As in, how clearer can that be? Esther, you tell me. Okay? Hallelujah. So we are here, okay? If we're not here by then, we died a long time ago, some Christians will be here. Hallelujah. They'll only be raptured, you see? They are being gathered, okay, after the tribulation. That's when the rapture is happening. You say now, for what? Tribulation, wait, rapture for what? Because after that, something worse is coming. Something what? Worse is coming, which the Bible calls the wrath of the Lord. Something worse is coming. Okay? And that is the one you're not going to go through. The wrath of God. Hallelujah. Amen? Hallelujah. You understand these things? Okay? Hallelujah. Now, in Revelation, there's a certain scroll, okay, with seven seals. And when the Lord began to take off, like, to open the seals, okay, John would see events that are going to happen, okay? That scroll looks something, I think it used to look something like that. Those were their books. Those were their what? Their books. Okay? So by the way, if someone shows up and he has a book like that, don't call them local. Don't call them, they are ancient, yes, but they are not local. They're not fake. They're not cool. They're not, that's their book. Glory be to God. Okay? Someone here, they sit down when eating. Before you sit at the table, don't underlook them. Don't undermine them. You understand? If you have a mat at home, God hasn't yet given you money to buy a table and chairs, don't think that you're not what? Prosperous. Do you understand? These are the things which make people think that they are not blessed just because they don't have a table. Because the blessed people have tables. Who said? Do you understand? The same thing with cars. You have a car, and someone has a better car. Then now you think you're not blessed because you don't have. Who said? Okay. Yeah, please, be careful. The same thing with all things. You know, you think the guys in America are the ones who are blessed. We guys in Africa, we are not blessed. Who said? You're blessed. You have food, you have, of course, there's something which should improve, both in Uganda and in America. I tell man, these days in so many ways of America, but it will be. Glory be to God. Anyway, you understand these things, eh? Hallelujah. Just because your food is 2,000 and someone's food is 40,000, a plate of food, it doesn't mean that you're not blessed. Are you listening to me? Yeah, but if you want, God is willing to add you a 38K. So right now you can also go and give it away to someone who has cooked food. You understand? Eh? So yes, be content with what you have now. All right? But you can still ask God for more. You understand? Eh? And he will give you for, you understand? Eh? Okay? I don't know what conditions he will have for you. You understand? Eh? But don't be what? Hey, God is good. Hallelujah. God is what? God is good. He has supplied for his kids, but his kids think, okay? But of course, now, please, again, I need to emphasize this major point. Don't leave here saying, Pastor Moses said, Temusavila motoka, Temusavila more money. Did I say that? No. Hallelujah. All right? I'm believing, I'm keeping the faith concerning a dream God told me that I'm going to get another house in Lubowa. You understand? So I look forward to it. Sometimes I'm turning up over Chijadi, man. You understand? So yes, God is willing to give people more. Eh? Okay, but don't lose your joy just because you don't have those more things. Now, there's some people, Now, this is also very major. There are some people who, in the eyes of God, they are not prosperous. Why? Because they are at a level of prosperity where they're not supposed to be. Olimu pitu, prosperity. Nengo olina kwa P5. You understand? You are not what? According to heaven, like that was doing badly. They're in a class which they're not supposed to be in. But in that class, they have, you understand? But God is like, no, for you at that level, you're supposed to be higher. So you're not doing well. Okay? So you're eating food of 2K, but you're not supposed to be, but you're supposed to be eating food of 40K. Okay? You are not prosperous. Eh? Are those contradictions? No, they are not. You are not. Okay? And if you find you are in that, if you, the inner witness tells you that you're in that class, go and find out from God. Because according to heaven, there is something you're not doing. You understand? There's either an area of disobedience. There's something. And don't disturb preachers to diagnose your what? You understand? But you can inquire from them. But if they tell you, Simani, Chicho, Simani, Simani, don't know what? Yeah, but you should know what you are, what your pastor. No. Okay, now you make me, you want me to know everything about you now. You're now, you've taken me on a road, or you want to take me on a road to become a mufele. When you know, in that good laburika, papa. You know, you understand, eh? Hey, and I'll never go there. No one will ever make me pretend to be a know-it-all, you know, I won't get there. Hallelujah. Okay? So the truth of the matter is, there are some of you in this room who in God's eyes you are prosperous. But you think you're not. Heaven is like, Oyo, yes, right now I wanokubela and I've provided for them. Things to do like with accommodation. God is like, yeah, that one, yeah, prosperous. She's in her father's house. She's prosperous. That's where she's supposed to be now. Okay? That one, those things of having a house of their own, that is not for now. I won't do it for them. And I've prospered them. I've put a roof over them in their what? Father's house. But there are others who are not supposed to be in their father's houses. So they have a roof over them, but God is like, they are not prosperous. But the other one is. So you see now, that's the danger. So anyway, be slow with comparing yourself one with another. Okay? Heaven is like only movie, only guy. I call a kada. Are you P2? Because I suppose being P2. Okay? P7 because I suppose being P7. Glory be to God. How many points have I made today? Don't say one, please. No. Hallelujah. All right? So, that's seal. All right? Or the scroll with 7 seals. Now, every time the Lord would open seal one, John, the apostle, would see events that are going to happen. Now, there were 7 seals, okay? The scroll had how many seals? With 7 seals. Now, look what happened when he opened the 6th seal. Okay? The 6th seal. That is in Revelation chapter 6 from verse 12. Revelation chapter 6 verse 12 says, okay, and I, John, looked when he opened the 6th seal. And behold, there was a great earthquake. And the sun became what? Black. What did Jesus say? The sun will be darkened. Okay? So the sun became black. Okay? As sackcloth of hair. Alright? And the moon became like blood. What did Jesus say? The moon will not give its light. Yeah? Alright? If the moon is like blood, it means what? You understand? You can't see with that. What kind of what? Moon. And what will happen next? The stars of heaven fell to the earth. Didn't Jesus say that? Alright? As a fig tree drops its late figs when it is shaken by a mighty wind. Then what happened next? The sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place. And the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the commanders, the mighty men, every slave and every free man hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us. Then Jesus said that, you know, they'll mourn. You remember? Okay, now they are giving what? John is giving details here, okay? So they'll mourn, saying, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne. You remember? Jesus said, then the sign of the Son of Man will do what? Will appear. So John saw exactly what Jesus said. Glory be to God. Okay? So he said, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. Okay? Now, when is this that John saw when the sixth seal was opened? According to Jesus, when is it happening? Immediately after the tribulation. Okay? And now they are mourning and saying, you know, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb of God. So, tribulation, the wrath of the Lamb of God. The wrath of God now is coming. Are you seeing this? Glory be to God. For the great day of his wrath has come. And who is able to stand? Glory be to God. Okay? So, after this has happened, okay? There's mourning. What will happen before the wrath, according to Jesus? What will happen? Okay? Then he will send out his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather his elect from the four winds of... You understand? Muveremu class. Glory be to God. Never going to be today. It is not for what? For just shouting, yeah, yeah. Glory be to God. It is for being in class. And now when you know these things, when you know the Bible, you can shout with sense in your head. You can shout when you know what you're shouting for. You can say, Nayako, seek a shouting. Because the scriptures say, you understand? You won't act like a fool, man. You won't believe any nonsense, any clips that you get on your what? Hey, you understand? So, there's a lot of shouting, eh? Because what? Unnecessary what? Shouting. And Baruchuli Bagalevio, the door, you understand? Eh? Okay? Which leads me to another important point. Very important point. Quiz. Okay? Quiz knows that every Sunday I make points, but now I'm making more. Okay? You Barokole, stop shouting for people. Okay? First of all, you shouldn't build your churches in residential places. You shouldn't. Okay, but there are places which, as in, the government didn't organize them, so Buliomu, Wanasare school, or church, or mosque, or supermarket, that's okay. But now, if you find yourself in an environment like that, okay? You can say I'm here, okay? Try not to make noise for good, for those other people whom God loves. Okay? Pretending that Mulimo Moyo. You can. You understand? And when your neighbors come, say, na ye what, right, mutulay kanina, don't think they are with the devil. That they are fighting against God. That they are the Antichrist. You understand? You see, God loves those people also. Okay? Esther is going to do a PLE tomorrow. Esther, God's child. So some of the stupidity, some of the things Barokole do, they are not of God. But you just hide under God, what faith, what not. They're not of God. Making noise for people. Where your church is. It's not right. Glory be to God. It's not what? It's not right. But now you're saying, but pastor, we are what? We're not in that church. We're here. Yes, but maybe it can help you to understand that some of the things you've been defending, defending them that, no, freedom of what? You know, as in, why don't you like the things of God? Okay? Some of the things are wrong. God, tabiri mu. Maybe you kule kani laji. Abantu. Are you listening to me? Isn't that a major point? Elanze. Depending on where we shall be. Now, I already have a budget where we shall build a budget for soundproof. Glory be to God. Because I don't want to harass God's people who be around there. You understand? I'm going to do these things. Then I'll tell the Ronnies that please, noise doesn't mean, all loudness of sound doesn't mean spirituality. Because people just shout, but they're shouting over nonsense. Wow, we're not going to go through the tribulation. Yay! No, you see, you're shouting over what? Nonsense. The Bible doesn't say that. But visa. Yeah. There are some people who never get on a train to America. You understand? And it's just so, you understand? Then you're shouting for people. And you're shouting nonsense over nonsense. Glory be to God. Amen. So, this happens. The sun is darkened. The moon is not giving its light. The stars of the heaven fall. Okay, people, there's mourning. Okay, before the wrath of the Lamb, the wrath of God. Okay, but it is after the tribulation. Okay, so there are two things, the tribulation and the wrath of God. Two different things. Christians, when your pastor tells you you're not going to suffer the wrath of God, that's why you should what? Shout. Okay? But you didn't shout. Alright? When they tell you tribulation, told you, oh, yes, sir. Glory be to God. Okay? So after this, okay? After this, then he sends out his angels with a great trumpet, sound of the trumpet, together he's elect. And after that, the wrath of God, what? Will come. So this is the sixth seal. So there's a rapture at the sixth seal. Hallelujah. To be honest, with some things, a good number of things in Revelation, they're not hard to what? They're not hard to understand. If you have a background of what Jesus said, what Isaiah said, okay, ne mubamila Revelation, ungatemuna soma Yesu. You understand? So you see this one. The rapture, sixth seal, rapture is happening there. So if the rapture is happening here, that means that the seals preceding the sixth are seals of what? Glory. The seals of what? yugira unga omnyankole confidence. But you say that I'm not a myankole. Okay? Okay? And maybe that's true. Okay? Let me show you. Let us go to seal number one. Okay? That is Revelation chapter 6 from verse 1. Bridget, are you happy or you annoyed with the preacher? You are like, I'm not even going to give. Can I had in my mind to give 10K, but that wasn't the word of the Lord, and I'll just give what? 2,000. So let's see what happens, okay? It says that now when the Lamb opened one of the seals, so this is the first seal, seal number one. Okay, it says that I heard one of the four living creatures saying with a voice like thunder, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a white horse. And a crown was given to him. Okay, but this is the Antichrist. A crown is going to be a king of sorts, okay, a leader. A crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer. Okay? Seal number 2, verse 3. He says that when he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, come and see. Another horse, fiery red, went out, and it was granted to him who sat on it to take peace from the earth, and that people should kill one another. And there was given to him a great sword. Okay? This talk about war. Okay? Before the sixth seal, of the rapture, the coming of the Lord and the rapture. So, war, death. Okay? Verse 5, when he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, come and see. So I looked, and behold, a black horse. And he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. Minzani. Bele mumani, minzani. There's a generation which doesn't know minzani. Do you know minzani? Do you know minzani? Ask your father. Weighing scale, okay? Mugenda bugenzi kati buy sugar from super what? Market 1 kilo. Teomanyo ba bababa. Who has told you it's 1 kilogram that you buy? Because no, it's written on it. Don't you see 1 kilo? Are you sure? Remember, you're in Uganda. You're not in America. America, those ones you can be sure, 1 kilogram. But in our days, what was minzani? Yeah? Minzani. Yeah. But also those, you could manipulate it. By the Natunda Komoduka. Have you ever sold in a shop? My mother's shop. But she didn't choose to play these games. But there's something you could do. Put a certain custom anyway. You learn these things when what? Eden, have you ever sold in a shop? At your age, by the way. And I knew how to give balance like chap chap. Hallelujah. Yeah, and so, weighing scales, okay? This is what you see, okay? And what happened? Okay? Then I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, a quart of wheat for a denarius, and 3 quarts of barley for a denarius. Now, this is talking about working an entire day just to afford a meal. Now, these are hard economic times, and they are coming. Okay? To what extent they will hit like Uganda, I don't know. All right? But one thing I know is that the epicenter of all this will be in the Middle East. Okay? The Bible is Israel-centered. Most of these things, the Bible, right? It's not talking about the U.S., what? Is America in the Bible? You know, it's not there. Okay, most of the stuff is what? It is Middle East. Okay? And it's about Israel, Jerusalem. That is the battleground, you know. That is, you understand, eh? So to what extent these things will affect you, I don't know. But things will be hard. Glory be to God. Things will be what? Hard. And when they come, when that tribulation comes and you're here, please keep the faith. And it won't take very long, by the way. The real tribulation, the real one, is 3.5 years. Say, what? From COVID, 2 years, it seemed like forever. Okay? But compared to eternity, and you know, you understand, eh? Hey. Okay? So, fourth seal. Okay? Remember, the rapture is on the sixth seal. You know? Now, fourth seal. So he said that when he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature saying, come and see. So I looked and behold, a pale horse. Apparently, some people say that it's supposed to be a green horse. But they're like, how can a horse be green? So apparently they said, what? Pale. But apparently it's green. Okay? So a pale horse. And the name of him who sat on it was what? Death. And Hades followed with him. And power was given to them over a fourth of the earth to kill with sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth. Terrible times, eh? Are coming. Okay? Hallelujah. When he opened the fifth seal, what happened? It says that I saw under the altar. So this altar now is in heaven. He says, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. So these are Christians. So they have been slain before the sixth seal. What does that mean? That Christians are here during the tribulation. Are you getting it? They are here. That's why they haven't been killed during the tribulation. Okay? If they were raptured before, then you understand, eh? But we haven't reached the sixth seal. You understand? Okay? Hallelujah. So, they were what? When you opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth? Then a white robe was given to each one of them, and it was said to them that they should rest a little while longer until both the number of their fellow servants and their brethren who would be killed as they were was completed. Meaning, the killing of Christians is ongoing. There are those who are killed before the rest. And this is seal number what? Gloria. Yes. Gloria. Okay. Okay. This is number 5. Okay. Martyrdom of Christians. Now, talking about green horse. There are some people who say, and again, it is their opinion, and they might be right. Okay? But I'm just telling you this for you to know that there's a thought like that which exists. Okay? Remember I told you it's really a green horse. So people say, how green? That's the number of Islam. Some guys say they are going to be involved in this, killing Christians. Boko Haram, what? Eh? Those things, ADF, you know. Eh? People say tribulation time. You're going to see. Green horse, green, you know, color, what? I don't know. But just know, Christians, you are in trouble. Okay? But for a good cause. because of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the Lord has designed his program, his plan, such that you are here during that time. Glory be to God. Amen? But when it comes, please keep the faith. Don't deny the Lord. Glory be to God. Okay? Verse 12. And when he opened the sixth seal, good news. Behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood, and the stars of heaven fell to the earth, as a fig tree drops its dead figs when it is shaken by a mighty wind. Then the sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and every island was moved out of its place. And the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the commanders, the mighty men, every slave and every free man, hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains, and say to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb of God. Remember, at this seal, for you, you are what? You are gathered from the four corners of the earth, and you are gathered unto the Lord. You're raptured, so that you don't experience now the wrath of God that is going to be poured out upon the people who have stayed behind. Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah. Now, quickly, what we should do now and then. Okay? What we should do now and then. Okay? Concerning going through the tribulation without denying the Lord. Okay? Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25 says, we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some. The some of you, who forsake the assembling of yourselves. Okay? Okay? So don't do that. You know, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. Which day? Glory. Which day? The day of the Lord is coming. You see, when you read the Bible, Paul, Bonoa John, it's like there, everything that they said was tagged onto, you know, the coming of the Lord. The coming of, you know, do this, do, because the Lord is coming. Do this, you know. Nikatife Engilia Fendala. Do this because what? You know, we have put the coming of the Lord like, Yabula, brother, it ended. It's past. Kati, who, manyi, the earth has a more what? 6,000 years. The climate change, you see, the climate change guys are also man. They are afraid, you see. This thing that I'm telling you about, it's around the corner. I will send you a video, okay? Sid Roth was interviewing some guy. I think he's a Nigerian, but now he's in the UK. A prophet, and you can tell he's an authentic guy. In, I think it was 2021, the Lord told him that you have 9 years left. 9 years to what? He didn't say 9 years to the rapture. Okay? But 9 years to things getting bad. I'll send you that, what? After I hear. I'm going to send you that link. Now, me had a certain dream years ago, together with Elizabeth Mujimba's dream and Esther's dream. When I saw the 9 years, I was like, it's 9 years, because of what? I will send you the thing, make your judgment over these things. Okay? But the point that God wants to make is that know that the church will be here. You might be one of those people who will be here. Okay? But when the tribulation comes, please keep the faith. Okay? Then, so the Lord told him 9 years, okay? Then it is around that time that the climate change guys began talking about 9 years. We have like 9 years to save the planet. You know, I was thinking, in fact, I went and Googled 9 years, and so it was there, the John Kerry's. You understand? As in, I'll send you both of those, what? Glory be to God. Now, you understand. So, don't give up the habit of assembling yourselves together as is the manner of some. Okay, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. The day is approaching. So, that means that when you gather together, when we gather together, like on Sunday, like on Thursday, or whichever church you're at, when you gather, okay, chikuyamba. Okay? Chikuyamba, as far as the approaching day is concerned. Okay? And the years before the day. The years before what? Those 3.5 years, the tribulation. You understand? It helps you to stand. Glory be to God. Okay? So that was verse 20, what? Okay, then verse 26. For if we sin willfully, what is this sinning willfully in context? The sinning willfully is willfully denying the Lord. Like what will happen to some Christians in the great tribulation. You understand? So it says, for if we sin willfully, after we have received the knowledge of the truth, alright? There no longer remains a sacrifice for sins. Okay? But what remains? A certain means that a sure. Okay? A sure, fearful expectation of judgment and fiery indignation which will devour the adversaries. Who are the adversaries here? Who are the adversaries here? Sinners and what? And those who have denied the Lord. Who have sinned willfully. Do you understand? Learn always to read the Bible in context. Get down, Paul and Paul. You understand? Get a habit of reading whole chapters. Okay? It will help you to understand some things in context. So the adversary is here. Yes, sinners. But also those who have denied the Lord. Because you see, it says that there remains no sacrifice for them. Do you understand? Okay? Then he says, anyone who rejected Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of 2 or 3 witnesses. Of how much worse punishment do you suppose will he be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot? This one who once knew the Lord and rejected him. Of how much more worse punishment? Okay? Okay? Do you suppose will he be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace? For we know him who said, okay, vengeance is mine. Okay? I will repay. This is the Lord. Mukama, I have vengeance. Okay? This stupidity that Mukama what? Like, he's so good. Tali now swung at all. He just smiles at us and dances over us. Whatever we do, he just because we're covered by the blood. That is no. He say, vengeance is what? Is mine. I will repay. Okay? Hallelujah. Then he said that the Lord will judge his people. Then he says in 31, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Fearful man. Of course, now he's talking about the wrath of God. Say it's a fearful thing. Hallelujah. Okay? Verse 35. Okay? He says, therefore, do not cast away your confidence. Okay? This is your faith, your trust in the Lord. Okay? Do not cast it out because of the trouble, because of the tribulation. Do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. For you have need of endurance. You remember it says, you know, Jesus said, he who endures to the end shall be what? So he said, you have need of endurance so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. In context, this is not the promise of a car, the promise of a house, but God can use this scripture to tell you that. Eh? Okay, but primarily, it is talking about the promise of eternal life. Hallelujah. For yet a little while, he who is coming will come and will not tarry. Who is coming? The Lord. So you can see that is the promise of his coming. Okay, to save us, to give us eternal life. Okay? He says, for yet a little while, he who is coming will come and will not tarry. Then he says, now the just shall live by faith. Okay? Eternal life is for those who have put their faith in the Lord. Eternal life is for those who will keep the faith through the tribulation. That's why he says the just shall live by what? Faith. But if anyone draws back, okay? If anyone draws back, if anyone doesn't keep the faith and they throw in the towel, he says that my soul, now this my, okay, this is the Lord. He says, my soul has no pleasure in him. Okay? But we LAT are not of those who draw back to perdition. Okay? This is eternal damnation. We're not of those. Okay? But we are of those who believe to the saving of the soul. And you already saved. But now this one says, we're believing to the saving of the soul. You are saved and you will be saved. Okay? If you don't draw back to perdition, to eternal damnation. Glory be to God. We are all those who believe to the saving of the what? Of the soul. Hallelujah. The key thing here, okay? Don't give up the habit of assembling yourselves together. That means, okay, assembling ourselves together, it helps us. You might not see how it helps you, but you might get to know in those 3.5 years. You know, you understand, what am I? Anyway, when you assemble, you are built in your inner man. Somehow you're built, you know, so that when hardships come, or is steady, you're strong, and you can go through them. Glory be to God. Okay, but remember, if you throw in the towel, there remains no more sacrifice for sin, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment, which shall devour the adversaries. Glory be to God. And finally, what we should do, okay, now and when the tribulation comes, okay, we find that in Hebrews chapter 12, okay, verse 1 to 2, which we read the last 1 month. It says, looking unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Glory be to God. Amen. Looking unto Jesus. Jesus endured tribulation. He's our example. So we should also endure like him. Okay, because there is joy that is set before us. Glory be to God. And when we do that, if we endure to the end, then we shall be saved. We shall also receive the crown of righteousness. Glory be to God. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.